feel the rumble, feel the roar, dance to the music of the dinosaur. We watch Tammy and the T-Rex, and it's time to run for your life on
Lee Movie Mania.
Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania! And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Paul Brooks, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and Crazy Chris Hudson.
Hello, my hairless apes, and welcome to another episode of B-Movie Mania, the podcast where low budgets meet high praise. I'm your host, Jason Hulls, and with me, as always, are the other B-Movie Maniacs. We have Chris Hudson.
Hairless apes?
Paul Brooks.
Let me just crack that beer open right there. There we go.
We have Mike Hayes.
Ah, yeah, I cracked that beer.
Very nice.
I don't have a beer to crack tonight. I have a rum and coke.
We're cracking skulls, Jay.
We also have a special guest tonight for the first time. We are pleased to welcome actress Sierra Renfro. She is one of the stars of the upcoming movie Absolute Vow, directed by Jared Masters. Sierra, welcome.
Hey, what's up? I'm drinking whiskey out of a water bottle. It doesn't make a noise, except maybe that.
Nice, nice. So if we hear sloshing, it's not Paul just having drank too much liquid?
It may be a couple things.
Let me tell you guys why I chose this movie, Tammy and the T-Rex.
I know, Jay. I know why. Because Denise Richards makes out with Neve Campbell in this one.
Did you watch Wild Things? Let's make sure you watch the right movie. I'm going to give you the brief IMDb synopsis here. An evil scientist implants the brain of Michael, a murdered high school student, in an animatronic Tyrannosaurus. He escapes, wreaks vengeance on his high school tormentors, and is reunited with his sweetheart, Tammy. Together, the couple try to elude the mad scientist and the police and find a more appropriate vessel for Michael's brain. Paul, where can our listeners find this gem?
Well, this is a YouTube exclusive, and it's not something that is like any official upload or anything like that, but that's certainly where I watched it.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, the only place right now, so unless you want to buy it.
I actually watched an R-rated version of this movie, but it was all in Russian.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, no, it was Italian. Well, I found an Italian version on a Russian website, and I really need to clean off my computer now, but, I mean, it was a little more gore.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Sierra sat down, cracked open a couple beers, got some whiskey going, much like we're doing right now, and got the YouTube version going. It worked fine.
Quick takes!
Work it, girl!
Sierra, what did you think?
Whoa, am I supposed to say what I think, or am I supposed to give, like, a line? Because I rehearsed the line.
Either.
This here's one of them testicular standoffs.
That here is one of them testicular standoffs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
My favorite line.
Chris, what's your quick take? Your impression of the movie.
Oh, you know, it was... You don't want to know that till the end. I don't want to ruin it for everyone else.
Well, for fuck's sake, I'll tell mine. Jesus Christ. I thought this movie was... I thought this movie... Whoever made it was like, let's make a movie about a high school kid that dies and put his brain inside of a robot. Nah, fuck it. That's not weird enough. Let's make the robo a dino, too.
Yeah.
Paul.
You know what? This movie reminded me of the days when you would just go hit up your local video store, find something that looks fun, and just bring it home for the night. And if that's the type of feeling going on, it's probably going to be pretty okay in my book.
I'm not really sure any Denise Richards movie counts as fun, though.
Wow. Have you seen Wild Things?
Some Denny R. hatred right out the bat. Jay, what's your quick take?
This is my favorite Paul Walker movie.
Whoa.
I think it's really fun and goofy. I think it's not quite... Obviously, not quite an adult movie, but not quite a kids movie. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe it came out the year after Jurassic Park.
Can we put this in some sort of context, please, Jay? How many of the Fast and Furious movies have you seen?
Probably 1.5 combined. Like, I've seen pieces of multiple ones. I even saw a little bit of that movie where he's running from a truck driver, like Candy Cane or whatever.
No, that was this movie, Jay.
That whole thing?
He was running from a Billy Bad in a car.
Chris, I think you've watched like 3 Paul Walker movies, and none of them were Tammy and the T-Rex.
Did you watch Furious 7, Jay?
I have not.
Well, you might want to, you know, hit that up. I cried at the end.
Do you think this will unseat Tammy and the T-Rex as my favorite Paul Walker movie?
It's certainly a possibility.
Okay.
5's better, though, Jay. Watch 5 instead of 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, bringing it back to Tammy and the T-Rex, I just have to say that I really bought Denise Richards as a cheerleader. This was her most believable role I've ever seen her in.
What? Can we just unpack the hatred for Denise Richards somehow? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, wait. Let's clarify, Chris. Do you hate the movie or Denise Richards?
It's mainly Denise Richards. A little bit of the movie.
Wow.
But
okay.
Mainly
Why?
Denise Richards.
How? She's America's sweetheart.
What, is she? It, maybe in Trump's America, but oh God! I didn't really buy the amount of concern and sadness and horror she felt when she discovered that her boyfriend had been put into a glorified Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm going to say it. I love Denise Richards. Were you guys not teenagers when Wild Things came out? Hello?
I have no problem with Denise Richards.
Oh, yeah, you are old.
You were in Army, Chris.
I was in Army.
This was my first Denise Richards movie.
Mm.
This was my first, really? And I was heavily influenced by Paul's loving of Denise Richards, and I was drunk, so I fell in love with her, too.
I think it's time we should probably just sink our teeth into the plot.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I have more jokes, by the way, more dino jokes, if you want them. I can't wait. So, okay, Chris alluded to this earlier. It opens on cheerleading practice with probably one of the most awesome opening songs ever in film.
I'm a dinosaur man, a prehistoric dude, king of the jungle, coming after you.
And they're dancing, they're doing, you know, the cheerleaders are doing their thing. Paul Walker walks in, and Paul, what did you think of his shirt?
I am sorry, I do not remember.
Oh, it's a crop top! It's a crop top! It's a crop top!
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned it!
It's totally.
Yes, oh, yes, I love the crop top.
I don't mean to get too negative about the movie, but there were 3, maybe 4 things about this I really liked, and one of them was the theme song.
I'm a T-Rex on the prowl, a reptile on the move. Better watch your step, I'm coming after you.
Ow!
Okay, I guess that's the appropriate reaction to that. I think, Chris, you're probably going to be the dissenting opinion on this one.
Yeah, probably.
This is the episode where we start the eliminations, right? Whoever has the lowest score gets eliminated.
Speaking of eliminations and, like, rose ceremonies, you know, like the whole bachelor thing, Tammy does not accept Paul Walker's yellow rose because of her ex-boyfriend, Billy.
Oh, what an asshole, Billy.
So what does Paul Walker do with the rose?
He ate it.
Ate it. He ate the rose.
Like a champ.
Yeah.
Like a champ.
Very symbolic.
And then she thought it was, like, silly. She's like, oh, ha, 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 like, you're so silly eating plants.
After, you know, cheerleading practice and after the rose ceremony where Paul Walker eats it, Billy rolls up, the ex-boyfriend, and...
rolls up.
Now,
we'll hear that a lot tonight.
Sierra, you were talking a little bit about the fight. What are some of the fight moves that they do? How does that whole thing work when they get into it? And they get into it pretty hard.
Well, they were, like, kind of rubbing against each other a little bit, but then it really gets hot when they grab each other by the testicles, and then they both lock onto each other's testicles, not just for a second, but they hold it there for a good 20-25 seconds, and then the police officer comes over and he's like, this here's one of them testicular standoffs. And that's my favorite line of the movie. And I was like, this is happening right now. Oh my God. And then I had an existential crisis because I was born in 1995 and I was like, whoa. Oof,
God.
Hold
Let's
on.
Not mention that.
No,
please.
I need...
These dudes were grabbing a crotch before you were even born.
I need to mention my existential crisis, though. I was like, a lot of things happened before I came into this world, but the fact that that came so close to my existence and it still beat me, it just like... I was like, whoa! And that's all I have to say about that.
if you guys remember, we cut to the villains, and it's a big smoky warehouse room of some kind with the villain, Dr. Walkenstein. And he's like, they're testing the robot, and he's talking to it like it's Frankenstein's monster or something, when really it's more like a Chuck E. Cheese robot. Like, it's just an animatronic dinosaur.
Yeah, can we touch on this for a second?
Yeah.
I was very confused towards the beginning of this movie as to whether or not this was supposed to be a real dinosaur or just like an animatronic thing that you see in Chuck E. Cheese. I don't think they did a very good job of explaining it off the bat.
Or throughout, actually. I mean, it's supposed to be a robot because he actually talks about it being a robot and what he's going to do in the future. But it's,
yeah,
it like feels pain and stuff. It cries. It's so weird.
Well, and not just that, but at the beginning when it's first introduced, it's controlled by a 6-year-old up in a little control tower, which brings me to the second thing I love about the movie. Oh, I'm sorry. The third thing I loved about this movie is when the villain is like, he's whispering into the T-Rex's ear, "I will give you immortality.
I will give you immortality."
And the dinosaur starts roaring.
Yeah.
It's just a 6-year-old in the control tower making it roar. Like, this is great. Immortality.
Yeah, it's literally like talking to a Chuck E. Cheese robot, like the old ones.
Chris, it sounds like you really really enjoyed this movie. You really loved it.
Well, there's like 8 things I loved about this movie. So
I can't wait for your score that's going to be in the high 90s.
Chris, do you remember when Tammy is tired of being alone? Do you want to talk about that? And she calls over Paul Walker. Do you remember that?
vaguely.
She was lonely. She's like, "I know I turned you down before, but come over." So he crawls up her window.
Well, first of all, I got to say that Paul Walker, he's what, like 35 in this movie? Because there's no way that room. Okay, did you see his room? It's immaculate. Like, everything's organized. And I replayed this in slow motion like 8 times. That is not a teenager's room.
Do you remember what happens out in the street, Paul? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how they get caught?
I defer to Chris.
Oh, we're going to go back to Chris.
Okay, well, this kind of leads into the fourth thing I loved about this movie. There were a couple of the high school girls watching from their 90s Jeep.
Yes.
And they're going to call some Billy Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Say, guess who's over at Denise Richards' house?
Those girls are worse than that fucking monster of a guy named Billy. Like, who the fuck does that? They know he's an insane person. And they're like, this will be funny. Let's fucking just sick him on them.
I think they're just jealous. They both have crushes on Denise Richards. Like, everyone loves Denise Richards in this movie.
Everyone loves her except you, Chris.
Is that why you hate Denise Richards? Yeah. Except me. What is the
except
deal,
me.
Chris?
She is the one thing I hate most about this movie.
You need to seriously sit your ass down and rewatch Wild Things and look me in the eye and tell me you don't get a boner from that threesome scene.
Hey, but this does lead me to the fourth thing I love about this movie. When Paul Walker is in the room with Denise Richards, Denise gets a phone call from her dad.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it's like either the screenwriters don't know how phones worked in the 90s, or her dad is a serial killer from some sort of urban legend.
So that was...
He's calling from inside the house!
So when you're watching the movie, that's what stuck out as the fourth thing that you liked.
That was
just to be clear
that I loved.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, because
that's not very hard.
Yeah.
What is...
Okay. We're really ripping through these things that you like, but okay. So, Mike, after the girls see Paul Walker crawl through the window and they call Billy, what happens?
He busts in the house, you know, pushes dad, just right past dad, goes up there. Michael's got to jump out the window, get out of there. Do they catch him or do they just chase him?
They do chase him. They chase him at first, but, you know, to Paul Walker's credit, he didn't want to run. He wanted to stand and fight, and you got to respect that.
He wanted to fight, yeah.
That brings me to the fifth thing that Chris liked about this movie. Just, you know, Paul Walker's general demeanor through this whole thing, not just as a human, but also as a T-Rex. I feel that he was an admirable stand-up character. Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, Chris feels that he was an admirable stand-up character.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with Chris. They throw him in a trunk. They drive him into this animal preserve because I guess wherever they are, you can just drive into a pen of wild animals. and
I really wish they'd driven into that movie Roar.
Well, they're in Calabasas, right?
That would have been great.
They're in Calabasas, yeah.
Calabasas is maybe 10 minutes away from me, so I can speak from experience. A lot of times when I'm on the 101, Sierra, you probably know this as well, all of a sudden there's just wild animals everywhere. It's almost like you can't avoid it.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
panthers and
one
stuff.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, totally. Oh, wait, can we talk about, like, when Billy's, like, chasing him, and, like, before he stops the car, he sees a lion, and, like, the way he says stop the car is, like, sexual. He's like, stop the car.
Stop the car.
And I was like, whoa, he's gonna fuck the lion.
He's gonna get a testicular standoff with that lion.
That would have taken the movie. That would have been a very different movie.
It would have given us what we wanted.
Chris would have. That would have been the fifth thing Chris liked.
That would have been the seventh thing I loved about this movie.
So what happens, guys? What happens to poor Paul Walker that gets him to this T-Rex state? What happens in the animal pens?
A young baby boy gets mauled by a lion, though we don't see that afterwards because he looks fine, but like apparently mauled by a lion and he screams a lot.
Yes, Paul Walker gets maimed, supposedly, ends up in the hospital, looks pretty good for being mauled by a lion, honestly. And what do you know? Billy and the gang show up again.
God damn that Billy.
We didn't mention Byron earlier. He's just kind of hanging out as Denise's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember him? He's like...
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. That's part of the movie.
He's fine. Yeah. He's tribal. He's there for her.
I loved Byron.
Byron actually has a little bit of a B story. Like, he's part of the B story or maybe the C story in this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
This is also the last movie he ever acted in.
Yes, I looked that up, too.
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. Oh. His last IMDb credit.
Byron, no!
Poor Byron.
When you hit Byron in Tammy and the T-Rex, where can you go but down? So
that's the top.
You guys, so just to touch on this a little bit more, Byron's dad in this film is the black sheriff of the town. And do you guys remember what the sheriff's name was?
I sure do remember.
Sierra?
Sheriff Black.
Was it really?
Yeah. He's a black sheriff. His name is Sheriff Black.
Oh,
keep
man.
It simple.
Back in the hospital, Denise and Byron get threatened by Billy. Did you guys notice that Billy takes another nut shot?
Oh, yeah. She, like, she knees him or kicks him in the balls, right?
Yeah, okay. And so maybe my brain just separated at that point in time, but I can't remember how Denise Richards and Byron, or Tammy and Byron, end up, like, unconscious. When Dr. Walkenstein and Helga come in, his nurse Helga, they're going to come in there, they're going to hit Paul Walker's body, get his brain. But, like, those two pass out, and they take his body, and I can't remember
how...
Well,
they faint.
Did they just faint?
They just faint, yeah.
Dr. Walkenstein and Helga pinch his cable, Paul Walker's, like, cable on his life support machine or something. It makes it flatline, and if you remember, by the way, little B-movie mania connection here, Dr. Walkenstein says he's a visiting neurosurgeon. We've had another movie... where there was a visiting neurosurgeon.
Aha, uh-huh, that would be episode 3, Fateful Findings.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Neil Breen's true love was a neurosurgeon who came to visit him for no particular reason other than that's what the plot called for. Wait a second, do you guys hear that song? Do you guys hear that?
What
is it? Do you guys hear that music?
Yeah, what is that?
It sounds like a B-movie marathon commercial.
Get ready, maniacs, for the 5th annual 24-hour B-movie marathon. 16 of the best B-movies, 24 hours in a row. The marathon kicks off Friday night, June 30th at 8 p.m. Central Time. And now, here's Mike Hayes with one of his marathon picks.
Let's see here. There's a bleeding cake, a man in a cutie pie doll mask wielding a straight razor. There's sunflowers growing suddenly for no apparent reason. There's sheep legs. There's gigantic tongues. There's penis arms. There's boobs on stilts. This thing looks insane. And one of my picks is the 1989 sequel to Dr. Caligari.
Every so often, there comes a movie so sick, so twisted, so incredibly insane, the critics shout,
Oscar calling, Oscar calling.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Meet Dr. Caligari. She's chic. She's hip. She's morally reprehensible.
She's evil.
She's a flat-out sadist.
Sex Nazi.
Dr. Caligari. She's got the cure for midnight madness.
Surprise.
Oh,
You're gonna savor this.
The fifth annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. Live, Friday, June 30th, 2017, 8 p.m. Central. To watch and interact with the B-Movie crew, go to www.bmoviemarathon.com.
We're not even to the T-Rex part. Let's get there. Dr. Walkenstein and Helga take Paul Walker's body pretty much right under the nose of Uncle Bob, who's just passed out.
I identify with Uncle Bob more than anyone else in this film.
They get Paul Walker back to the smoky lab. Do you remember what goes on then? How they get his head cut open?
It's a gross, dirty-looking jigsaw that they found in some grandfather's, like, garage somewhere.
Not a medical tool.
I have a note that says this is the least sterile operating room I've ever seen.
Mike, after they actually hook the brain up, why do Doc and Helga just leave? Like, they just leave, like, when they cut the head open, the bodybuilder pukes, and then after the brain is hooked up, they just take off, and, like, the two lackeys order pizza.
Well, allow me to drink real quick, because they were both fucking horny.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Yep.
They went and fucked, Jay. He's like, why don't you order some goddamn pizza, you little lackeys, and me and this Helga lady, you know, from famous video game Fallout 4 and sci-fi thing Lex, I'm gonna go fuck her.
She was looking pretty good in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh my god, what was she in Napoleon Dynamite?
She was the mother that Uncle Rico hits on. Napoleon takes the girl to the prom or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Helga was the girl's mom.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
So after Paul Walker's brain is in the T-Rex, I loved how he woke up and the first thing he does is just gently caress his human body's cheek and checks himself out with the hand mirror.
Oh.
Where did that mirror come from?
First Death, which is the bodybuilder, he just crushes this bodybuilder, like cartoon flattens him.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
First thing he wants to do is talk to Denise Richards, right? He wants to talk to Tammy. So he uses the payphone.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Huge. And those tiny T-Rex hands, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. And he's calling Tammy.
I feel like that's the most iconic scene.
Yeah, there's an old woman using the phone, right? She's obviously on the phone. The dino takes the phone after she's done, but then he doesn't put money in, does he? He just, that's not how payphones work, right?
No, he just does it and then checks for change.
He checks for change at the end. I was thinking, because I thought that was funny, but it just clicked on me. He didn't put fucking money in. He just somehow...
I have a legal question. Paul Walker in this movie murders people, but he's a dinosaur. He's it's a human brain in a dinosaur body murdering people. What kind of court case is going to be going on to deal with this sort of stuff?
It's going to go to Dino Court.
Oh. I think that he's been put through enough hell, especially since he never actually gets to dino fuck anybody, which I was really upset about. I was very upset about that.
Excuse you? Excuse you?
He totally
yes,
does.
Yes, they do. 100% yeah. There's a dino fuck.
Very heavily implied.
What are you talking about?
In the barn.
Heavily implied. Okay.
Sarah,
okay.
Sarah,
no.
You're probably busy chugging beer because. You were probably chugging because they were so horny. Right there,
so many
but
drinks
they
going
were
on.
Fucking.
She just teases him when he's a brain.
So, Sierra, do you want to talk about the party? You had some notes.
I just know T-Rex comes over. There's some. Who's in the car? Was that Billy in the car?
Oh, yeah, Billy's banging away. You guys ever drinking probably during that, too?
Yeah,
horny.
I'll drink right now.
And then, like, the T-Rex does this, Paul Walker T-Rex does this sick-ass curb stomp and just, like, uses his big old dino foot and is like, curb stomp, boom. And I was like, yeah, Paul Walker, I love you.
Do you guys think that Seth Rollins as a child was a big fan of Tammy and the T-Rex?
So...
Yeah.
That's a WWE joke for all y'all.
I was kind of surprised that Paul Walker T-Rex killed like the entire Billy crew right at that party.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah, they were taken out like halfway through the movie.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be like a thing that carried on throughout. But no, he just pretty much, and especially like Billy's death. Do you remember how like he's just standing in a doorway, and it just shows these big jaws come down and just clamp on his head. Like, you don't know if he's dead. I thought he was still alive or something.
This movie, you know, I mean, for the most part, the movie comes across as sort of a lighthearted 90s comedy, but there's, like, a surprising amount of murder in this thing.
The tone is kind of weird.
Paul Walker murders everyone.
After the party, we cut to the Doc Walkenstein and Helga show up, and that's where they find the bodybuilder, like cartoonishly flat on the pavement, squashed like a fruit roll up.
They roll him up, take him back into their barn. That was the 15th thing I loved about this movie.
The T-Rex finally tracks down Tammy at her window. And she flips out.
Yeah, can I ask you guys a question?
Okay.
This is a theoretical. Okay, what would you do if you were in your kitchen and you heard a blood-curdling scream from your child's bedroom and you run up there and all signs pointed towards, like, your spawn having, like, been, like, attacked and drug out a window? What would you do?
I think only the people who have children should answer this question.
I would call Sheriff Black.
I would. I mean, I have an almost teenage daughter, so I would just kind of walk up the stairs, you know, unhurriedly and check in on her you know, without concern. And when I find out she's missing, been obviously snatched through her window by a giant T-Rex, I'd be like, whatever. Much like Denise Richards' father.
That's it.
So, where does Paul Walker take Denise?
To fuck town.
Oh, yeah.
To fuck town.
No, not yet. He takes her to the barn. He presents her with a yellow rose and then eats it.
Then they play charades.
Right, yes, they play charades so that we know. And she gets it pretty quick.
You have Michael's braid?
Chris, come on. This might be some of her best acting ever. Would she cries over learning that his brain is in a robot T-Rex?
Well, she does play a physicist in a James Bond movie, so she picks things up pretty quickly. So I'll give her that.
Christmas.
That's all we have to say about that.
Does Tammy go home the next day? I don't remember.
Yeah, she goes home at some point.
The funeral's pretty important. I have a couple notes.
God.
What do you think about the funeral?
Forgot about the funeral.
Well, both Paul and I were like, a dinosaur is, like, trying to discreetly show up to his own funeral. He's, like, trying to, like, hide behind a tree. And then my next note is dinosaurs can cry, goddammit.
No, not just dinosaurs, animatronic dinosaurs.
I have one more note. Paul Walker is so decomposed. I was like, when did he die? Like 2 years ago?
Yes.
That is crazy. So decomposed.
Yeah, they would have had to have put those rats in the coffin with him.
Yeah.
And things get a little awkward there because Dr. Walkenstein sneaks up and tries to take Tammy hostage, like in broad daylight, right in the middle of the cemetery.
Yeah, but then they get the truck and they haul the dinosaur around.
They escape. Yeah, well, no, doesn't Tammy and Byron get the Doc and Helga hostage?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then, yeah, they put the T-Rex in a big truck and they go body shopping.
I like the body shopping. I thought it was fun. It was, like, cute. It was like, should I wear this? But it's like a body. And then, like, I was like, hey, be the girl.
I want a guy.
I was like, this could be really awesome. And then he's like, no, I'm no fun. And what happens? He doesn't get anybody in the end. Spoiler alert.
I loved when they were dragging bodies over to the window to show him what they look like. You just see the little T-Rex hand like stick up over the truck and wave.
it was especially confusing because they went through all the bodies, right? And T-Rex boy didn't like any of them. So then their brains must have been, I guess we're going to go look for more bodies. But in my mind, what should have happened would be like, well, then that's it. So which is pick one now.
Yeah.
No, hold on. No. Yeah. I disagree with that completely.
I agree with that.
I disagree with that completely, Mike. Like, how amazing of an opportunity is this? You get a new body. You get to be a completely different person. That's something that you want to get right.
How about that?
I mean, this brings me to a whole point. How many murders, deaths happen in this town to have your pick of bodies like that? This is a small town. That's a lot of dead people without a lot of obvious mangling.
Testicular standoffs.
I suppose that's true, because normally you would expect like older people.
I need to bring up a drink watch, guys, because during that body shopping scene, Byron gets horny when he sees a real attractive dead man.
Oh, drink.
He does.
Oh, Byron.
Yep. He gets turned on. He is horned town USA.
Paul Walker doesn't actually get a body because they have to run because the police are coming. Helga and the doc like escape. And then Sheriff Black is chasing them. So we have this really great chase, and the T-Rex is being thrown around in the back of the truck, and they somehow drive to just this little creek and slam on the brakes, and we see that the T-Rex is just falling out the back. The police catch up. They throw the cuffs on Byron. Dad throws the cuffs on Byron, puts him in the squad car, and sees one of the most iconic shots of the movie. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Oh. Tammy riding away on the back of the T-Rex.
And you know where they're riding, right, Mike?
They're riding to Fuck Barn.
They go to the barn.
I think I did my wedding registry at Fuck Barn.
Can we take a quick poll and just see how many of us believe that there was Dino...
Dickon.
You know, yeah. Who believes that?
I.
Chris?
Hey, yeah, I'm raising both hands and my boner.
I'm okay. Drinking then, because I'm horny now.
Sierra, that's what do you five. Think? Did they bone in the barn?
You know, I was expecting something a little kinkier when Paul gave me the movie, and I was disappointed. Okay. I'd like to think they boned. Yeah. Who doesn't want to see that?
Yeah.
You guys want to see Paul? It?
Yeah, I think they bone. And again, you know, I mentioned towards the top of the show that a lot of times when you get these direct-to-video 90s movies, you have to go with the implication and you can't show the full thing. And that's okay. You know, people are smart. They get it. They definitely went to Fucktown.
Definitely before my time.
So it's definitely... So it's unanimous then. So we all think...
You know, I want them... Okay. I want them to fuck, so I'll raise my hand to it, so it's fine. I'll believe it.
So after the dino climax, we're at the climax of the movie, pretty much, right?
Wow.
They wake up in the barn together because Byron rides up on his bike, and Sheriff Black and all the other cops just really follow him, like, within visual distance. Byron should have just looked over his shoulder. I mean, they were right there.
Yeah, there was a beautiful a line, I think it was technically before they went to the barn, when they're chasing through that field, where Byron goes to stop his dad and the other cops chasing them. He runs, flags them down, you know, he's stop. And he yells my favorite line in the movie, which is, "Leave him alone, Dad! That's my friend's brain inside of that dinosaur!"
That's a good one.
That's great. So all the cops surround the barn, and they're going to kill this thing. And so, I mean, Denise Richards wants to fly the white flag, right? A surrender? God,
that's not a flag.
She's got a pair of flags, Jay.
It's the brassiere. So the cops are just outside, and this is kind of weird, because, like, the doctor and Helga just run up, and they're like, we own this thing, we can tranquilize it. And the sheriff's just like, all right, go ahead. There's not a lot of debate there. It's just, yeah, go get it. And so he goes in to tranquilize, which I don't know how a tranquilizer gun is supposed to work on a robot dinosaur, but okay.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah.
Didn't he say something like it's a new formula or something?
Yeah.
And wouldn't they be held responsible for all the, like, death? Like, this is my dinosaur that killed all these people? They'd be like, arrest him. He's a crazy Russian scientist.
Hey, Sheriff Black just enforces the law. He's not there to, judge it.
Sounds like we have one more commercial.
Get ready, maniacs, for the 5th annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. 16 of the best worst B-movies 24 hours in a row. Hosted by the B-Movie crew, live from Chicago, Illinois. The marathon kicks off Friday night, June 30th at 8 p.m. Central Time. And now, here's Paul Brooks with one of his marathon picks.
Two words, zombie bikers. It's weird, it's amazing, it's one of my picks, the 1972 British cult classic, Psychomania.
They were just ordinary troublemakers as long as they lived. But they returned from beyond the grave with superhuman powers, unleashing an unholy reign of terror that holds an entire community in the grip of psychomania.
You can only die once. After that, nothing and nobody can harm you.
Psychomania.
The 5th Annual 24-Hour B-Movie Marathon. Live Friday, June 30th, 2017, 8 p.m. Central. To watch and interact with the B-Movie crew, go to bmoviemarathon.com.
Psychomania, oh yeah.
I watched the trailer. That looks like a lot of fun.
Hells yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
I have never seen it, so that's going
to
be good.
I was drunk when we watched it, Paul. Very drunk.
Look
forward. You probably will be the next time, too.
Look forward to it.
So, we're almost to the big moment. Dr. Walkenstein runs into the barn to tranquilize Paul Walker, Dino Robot, and he just gets bitten and dies. Like, duh. Like, there's really no surprise there. Am I wrong?
No, that's perfect. I mean, what else would you want? A battle between a goofball doctor and a dino? It's perfect. Kill him, get him.
I wanted Dr. Walkenstein to put on a Chuck E. Cheese outfit and punch it out with him.
Hell yeah.
Would have been better. The script would have been so much better if the doctors died and then the punk gang stayed around. So the final battle will be like a bunch of fucking punks fighting a dino. It'd be great.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but then Helga would probably have died, and nobody really wants that.
Yeah, she could have been around. Maybe she adopted the punks as like some punk mother or something like that.
Oh yeah, she could have like hung out with Billy Bad.
Hey Jay, the 28th thing that I liked about this movie was that, or I'm sorry, the 28th thing that Chris Hudson liked about this movie was that Helga didn't die.
No, we're at number 17, Paul.
28, Jay. We're up to 28.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Helga and Billy would have made a fantastic couple. Why didn't that happen?
I agree.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Bully, foreign slut. It's great.
Foreign slut.
Or Helga and that dweeb from the beginning. That dweeb that built the robo. She could get on with him. That'd be cool.
Hey, that kid survived. He didn't die, right?
He dies in the Italian version. He does. Dies.
Oh.
What
oh,
is this yeah, Italian right. version? I need to watch it.
There is a rated R Italian version.
Is this real, or are you guys just pulling my leg?
No, totally no, real. Real. Totally
I,
real.
I found that on some Russian website. I was afraid to click it.
Paul,
it's on
doing
YouTube.
It.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Dear God.
I'll get you the link, Paul.
It's not great. It makes the tone very weird. Like, it should have been more... Like, if they were going to go there, they should have went there for the whole movie.
That kid was Bobby, right? His name was Bobby, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That kid is literally Isaac from Children of the Corn. He plays Cousin It in the Addams Family movies. And he also wrote the Children of the Corn 666 sequel.
Wow.
Just a heads up on that.
Hey, while we're at the alternate roles, Dr. Walkenstein was Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, you're right.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
The guy who pissed on the T-Rex at the party is one of the McPoyles from It's Always Sunny.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes! Wow. Yes, I love it.
End of the movie. Bernie gets killed. Dr. Walkenstein gets killed. Right? Helga runs out in slow motion. She lives. Cops gun down the...
While pulling down her skirt and her underwear out of her crack or something.
In slow-mo.
I wasn't sure what was going on there. It's like they cut the scene out and decided, we need to extend the running time.
The cops have no choice but to gun down the dinosaur. They do, and everyone cries. Even the cops that shoot him cry.
I cried a little bit, too. What, you know what was lacking in this movie? There was a lot of horn dogness in this movie. We drank a lot because of it.
Yeah.
But there wasn't enough actual, striptease, you know, to really get that horn dog vibe going. Mm-hmm. But they really came through at the end. Because the dino dies, apparently the robo dino dies, because that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And somehow Tammy is able to extract his brain, put it in a fishbowl.
She plays a scientist in a James Bond movie. Of course she does.
Where is all this, like, when they're going body looking, when they're going all this stuff, who's going to fucking do all this shit? Like, who
that's true.
Who do they get to make the brain be alive still?
Even when they were going to go to the funeral and get his body, what was the plan?
Yeah, exactly. Did they know another scientist? Like, it was, like, we'll figure it out. Hey, it's fine.
It's fine.
They're high school kids. They're kids in high school. Sorry to all the high school kids who listen to our podcast, all, you know, half of you. But, you know, you don't really know science.
Yeah. So basically, there's a brain in a fishbowl that's got some wires hooked up to it. They go to a camcorder. And so that's how the brain, or Michael's brain, is able to see. And so the end of the movie literally is just like a minute of her doing a striptease to a song while he's like, yeah, talk dirty to me. Like, the brain is just, yeah, tell me more about it. Tell me about all your stuff. Oh, yeah, all this cool stuff. And there's like sparks coming off of him because he's getting so fucking horny. And we're all chugging. We're down in beers at this point because that brain is so fucking horny. And it's just going... It's insane. And then guess what happens right then? Right at the climax? Credits.
Credits. The brain just goes nuts sparking. And then he says, like, we got to get a body for me because I can't take this much longer.
The legit last line of the movie is, I can't take this anymore.
I thought the last shot of the movie was so weird because it's just Denise Richards kind of walking out of frame in her room, and then it just fades to black. It's the most awkward shot of the entire movie, and it just goes to credits. They probably just couldn't take it anymore, and they're like, we're done.
I don't know how a brain jacks off, but it apparently ejaculates credits.
Yeah.
That is beautifully put.
Rating time.
1 to 100, Paul Walker dino tears. What do you give it?
86 Paul Walker dino tears.
77 Paul Walker dino tears.
Mike.
I'm going to go, because I had a lot of fun watching. It was silly. It was bonkers. You know, it was real good. I'm going 75 Paul Walker dino tears.
Nice. I'm going to give this 77 Paul Walker dino tears.
Very nice.
Chris, you have the floor.
All right. Since there were only three things I loved about this movie.
Bullshit.
I'm going to give it 6 tears for everything I loved about this movie, which makes it 69 Paul Walker dino tears.
Okay. That's not bad.
Okay. All right.
That's appropriate. I like that number.
I'm a horny guy. I need some Paul Walker dino tears. Also, can I just say that the 59th thing I loved about this movie is that the writer-director of Tammy and the T-Rex also wrote and directed B-Movie Marathon alum The Ice Pirates.
Oh, nice.
Which I love.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Guys, I had a lot of fun with this. Chris, I'm sorry you didn't have more fun. I think we're going to pass this over to Mike. Mike, what is up next?
I don't know what he's going to say.
On the next episode of B-Movie Mania...
What I have chosen for the next film is the 1983 American comedy film, Joysticks.
I've heard of this.
What?
Oh my god.
It is produced and directed by our favorite Graydon Clark. You may know him as the director from Uninvited or Final Sacrifice.
God, nice.
Shit.
It's a movie about a popular arcade in a small town, and there's a local god businessman who wants to get rid of it. So him and his two bumbling nephews try to get rid of it. And it looks amazing. And I'm sorry, Jay, but the intro song to Tammy and the T-Rex is great, but the intro song to Joysticks is going to fucking trump the shit out of it.
I look forward to it. It sounds like a great pick.
You'll be able God to find it on Amazon Prime, and also there's a really good transfer of it on YouTube as well.
Very nice.
Guys, I think that's about all the time we have. Sierra, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast.
Awesome. Glad you like Tammy and the T-Rex. And I think that's it. Let's go, guys. I think we're done here.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out touch them. They are touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
Boom, boom, shakalaka like a boom. Boom, boom, shakalaka, boom, boom. Boom, boom, shakalaka like a boom. Boom, boom, shakalaka, boom, boom. I'm a horny guy.